We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Presented by Chafe and Luhana, injury law firm doing good by doing right. Pirates spring training underway, Grapefruit League games underway. Derek Shelton back with us doing interviews noon every Wednesday on 93.7 The Fan exclusively with our midday guys. Greg Brown's going to join us in an hour. Pirates president Travis Williams, who I really like, talking today and saying a short time ago that Bob Nutting wants to win a championship in the worst way. If you just take this offseason on its own and just judge and break down the Pirates on their actions this offseason, Craig, you're our Pirates. I would say that you are our Pirates authority at 93.7 The Fan.
I like that.
Do you feel like they did that this offseason? That their actions this offseason would be consistent with a team that has a championship in mind?
I do, but not in a way that a lot of people want to think of.
Okay. Explain.
A lot of people want to think they're making moves to win a championship in like the immediate sense. I think the Pirates look
at... Like, give me an example of what that would be. They want a championship in the immediate sense.
Go out and sign big-ticket free agents. Hold on to the guys that you traded.
Yep.
I think, and I believe this is the right way to look at it because baseball is so screwed up. If the Pirates want to win a championship, it's going to be near impossible. But the only way you can is to cut it down to absolutely nothing for years, mm-hmm. build it up. When you have your small window, absolutely go for it and do that cycle all over again. So I think, yes, they have started to take the steps where they are opening for themselves a potential window if things go right, maybe like what, 4 years from now mm-hmm. would be a number I'd put on it.
Chris, do you agree with that?
They're doing what they have to do right now, I think, under the current constraints of the system. I don't even like saying that. I mean,
to win a championship?
Let me be clear. Yeah, they're trying to build it in a way that you probably need to build it. I will say this, though, and the caveat applies to the Pirates and pretty much every other team that is quote-unquote small market. You can go for it. You can sign a bunch of free agents or sign guys to, like, short-term deals for big money and try to just spend your way to one. I mean, there is no law in the books against it. That is absolutely – it's maybe not a realistic way, but it's a way that if you got the right guys, would be viable. However – knowing what Craig just said and understanding that so many teams view it that way, that that's essentially the truth of the game and the sport, it seems like they have committed to fully rebuilding it. Like, didn't we all last year say that, like, tear everything out?
Yeah.
Nothing should be nailed down. And now that was before really Ke'Bryan Hayes came on the scene. But they have just about treated it that way. The only guy that I would have even back then said, yeah, you can trade him too, that they haven't traded, is Brian Reynolds probably. Polanco I don't lump in that category. I'm sure they would love to move on from Gregory
Polanco. He's like that old card game, the old maid, where you can't get rid of that thing.
Exactly. So, like, of the guys that I would have said, perhaps in a radical way, nah, just get rid of them if somebody makes you a good offer, the only guy I don't feel they've done that for is Reynolds. So, yeah, I mean, they're trying. But, like, as Craig just kind of put it in sort of stark terms, did he not? You've got to go through this torturous cycle where everything has to go right just to have a realistic shot at it for maybe 2 to 4 years, and four is, like, the high-end max. Mm-hmm. That's tough to stomach. That has to be. You have to work so much harder and be so much better at everything you do, from evaluation to development to trading, all of it, just to have a chance.
You know what, though? I will. I think this is to be as fair as possible about like how we you know what standard we hold Pirates ownership to. I'm not trying to like let them off the hook or give them a pass. I'm just trying to say this and be accurate about what I'm about to say. No team, I can't think of the last. When would be the last time a team in a small market had the biggest payroll in Major League Baseball? I mean, is it possible that maybe the Ever? Indians, when the Browns had left and they were the biggest show in town there, that maybe like after Jacobs Field opened, that for a year or two they would have had the highest payroll in baseball? I mean, maybe that would be the exception when something like that happened. But for the most part, even when a small market team does spend, like what the Padres are doing right now, they're eighth. They're not one. They're not two. They're not three. So, yeah, like you want your owner, even if you're in a Pittsburgh or Tampa or Oakland or one of those places, to spend more because you get what you pay for, that kind of thing. But no one is ever like, I can't name you an owner from one of those places that spent to a point where the market didn't matter and they were spending more than the Yankees and the Dodgers and those teams.
So I'm just looking at like a site where I managed to find what the Indians payroll was, say, in 95 when they were great. I believe that payroll was like in the 30-ish, 35 million-ish range. I would guess strongly, 35.185 million. I would guess strongly that was not the highest
right.
in baseball.
So, but and let me then bring up what I just asked Craig about. Their offseason, okay, what they're doing, like if you just evaluate this year and don't bring up 2016 or 2017 and you just take this year on its own, I think they are doing what is a long-term plan to try to put a championship team on the field, which – so many things need to go right, especially this is like you just bought the seeds for the farm. You just bought, you don't even have, like the land hasn't even been tilled or mowed or whatever the hell you have to do for a farm yet. They haven't even done any of that. They just have the seeds for the crops in place. Okay, like that's what they're doing.
And there's any number of factors out of their control, somewhat out of their control, that can cause the farm to go belly up.
Right, but that's they needed to go get seeds. Like that's what they did with Josh Bell.
No, I know. Well, that's why the previous guy got fired because the previous guy thought like, no, I'm just going to keep dealing in half measures.
I agree with what Jim Bowden, who used to work in the Pirates front office and was a GM for a few years and a couple of different other places, went to Point Park. Him and Pompeiani get beers together all the time. That's a fact. He wrote today that of all the teams in the NL Central, the only team he thought that had a better offseason than the Pirates was the Cardinals because of the Arenado trade. And I would actually agree with that because
that sort of drive home the point of how tough it is to stomach the Cardinals just go out and because they're willing to take on more money because they've been so historically successful, they just immediately plug and play, in theory, one of the best players in baseball into their lineup with a pretty lopsided, trade.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to fathom the Pirates doing something like that, even when they get good. That's what, that's what's problematic about the Travis Williams quote for a lot of people. Bob Nutting wants to win a championship in the worst way. But the other teams, the Pirates are, to me, in the NL Central, the only team that has declared that they're rebuilding. Everyone else is trying to go for it, and outside of St. Louis, no other team in the division this offseason made a move to go for it. Cincinnati didn't. They spent, they did everything last year. Milwaukee didn't. The Cubs, they went out and brought in Trevor Williams. That's bringing Jake Arrieta
That's a surefire way to get Andrew Filippone out on your chances of victory.
Well,
Trevor Williams.
That's after Ricketts that Dum Dum, their owner, said they were suffering biblical losses.
No, See, here's something I will say that has made the Pirates' honesty about their situation a little easier to take. If I were a Cubs fan and that goofball Ricketts is saying that stuff, I'm freaking out. I'm pitchfork and torch guy at that point.
Which one would you prefer?
How much money?
Which one do you like more? Would you rather have the pitchfork or?
I think the pitchfork's easier to wield, right? That torch is eventually going to get kind of hot.
And then there's the matter of making sure the flame keeps going. And
right, yeah. The pitchfork's a
versatile.
Like, I definitely want to be in the pitchfork crowd, not the torch crowd.
Pitchfork. Yep.
Texas.
But then in the dark, you're screwed.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.